So that was also about the wind.
thematic weaving, Kurt. This is what we're doing in the snow.
Absolutely.
Thematic weaving.
Sort of snow angels of words.
Indeed. In fact, my son did a really good snow angel the other day. It was like, boy, it was a lot of snow out there, right? It was crazy.
It's crazy.
And there was this amazing snow in the front, and he helped me shovel out the front of our house, Flatbush. And he did the snow angel. It was the first time I actually saw that a snow angel could look like an angel.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't believe it. All right, so let me use this other mic now. I'm going to play this.
We're listening to Roy Nathanson and Tim Kaya live in the studio at WFMU. And want to thank them for braving the blizzard or the blizzard aftermath and coming out here to Jersey City. Also want to thank Ernie for all his work engineering this afternoon. And Mr. Nathanson is strapping on the curved soprano saxophone.
Yes.
A lovely teeny little instrument.
The one made famous by, what's his name?
Roland Kirk?
No. The corporate guy in Seattle. What was his name?
I don't know.
You know, the guy who was like Kenny G.
Oh, right.
Kenny G, right. I know his name should not be spoken on this station. In fact, it should not be spoken by me, but there you have it.
Who claimed the record for longest single note held, even though Roland Kirk beat him to it.
Doesn't he own 1/3 of Starbucks?
Yeah, he does.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. He's a big owner of Starbucks.
Oh, my gosh. Because, you know, he needs something to keep people awake while he...
Listen, it's unbelievable how a guy can make money on music. Especially playing the saxophone. I wouldn't listen to it, but still, it's incredible that such a thing could happen. Anyway, all right, so this tune was a tune that we first did with the Passengers, Jazz Passengers, in 1994. I wrote for Mavis Staples, who was amazing to work with. We flew out to, Hal Wilner produced this record called Jazz Passengers in Love, where we worked with a lot of great singers, and we went out there, and part of it is in 7/4, and she had never sang anything that wasn't in 4/4, and it's interesting to me, because she is such an amazing musician, you know, but the thing that's weird about music is everything is very specific, you know, and if you're good at one thing, it's unlikely that something else, I mean, she made it work, finally, but she really hears those blues things, and she really hears things in 4, and so it just, he's like, that Roy, you done gone crazy. it was pretty intense. It took like 12 hours to record the thing. But it's still, if you can get the record, which is hard to get, it's worth listening to her do that. Okay, except that I'm going to sing it today, unfortunately.